dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
My heart is made of gravy, and the laps
Today was not an endless highway. Tonight, not a crooked trail. If tomorrow wasn't such a long time, lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Only if my own true love were waiting, If I could hear her heart softly pounding, only if she was mine by me, would I rest in my bed once again. Can't see my reflection in the water. I can't hear the sound that showed no pain. Oh, I can't hear the echoes of my footsteps. I can't hear the sound of my name. Only if my own true love were waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounded, only if she was lying by me, would I rest in my bed once again. Silver singing river, there's beauty in the sunrise in the sky. None of this will ever touch the beauty I see in my own true love's eyes. Only if my own true love were waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, by me, would I rest in my bed once again? Would I rest in my bed once again? Would I lie in my bed once again?
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
wait to get you home.
Me neither.
Oh,
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. No, every single night's a light with my breath. What'd I say to her? What'd I say to her? What does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be. That I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, 'cause I does what I does. Then brother, get back, 'cause my breath's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is the yolk, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. Every single night it's a fight with my breath. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright. Every single night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my rage.
Thank you. It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Generation. Thank you. see that war on screen again, and it makes me wanna go at night. This world is full of misery, the anger is too big to see, that's why I had to dream this dream.
WMFO Medford.